We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Coach Neil Brown talks about today's practice. That's coming up right after this.
Game days in almost heaven. There's nothing else quite like it. The crisp fall air, the smell of the tailgates all around, the renewal of storied traditions while hanging out with friends and meeting new ones. That's a game day at Milan Puskar Stadium, where the pageantry of college football and the Mountaineers are a way of life. Join us on game days. Buy your tickets today at WVUgame.com.
Pretty good work today, particularly in practice. Got a lot of valuable stuff, I guess.
We did. You know, working situational football at the end there today. We worked third downs, worked some third and longs, third and mediums, which obviously are critical plays within a game, and then introduced did a two-minute end of game situation. And, you know, I thought, you know, it was give and take in practice all the time.
Yeah.
But I thought the one offense executed pretty well, two offense did not. And I thought the two defense made plays, especially Sean Martin. You know, I thought he stood out today in that two-minute drill at the end.
A lot of the names that you've been mentioning that keep showing up, and one of them is Burks. I mean, every time he's around the football.
Well, I think what happens when we do these recaps after practice, you know, you have the guys that you expect to do well. And then you have the guys that are kind of what I would say are emerging guys.
Right.
And Aubrey's definitely an emerging guy. We felt like he was positioning himself last year to get in the safety rotation right as he got hurt. And he had to have surgery and missed the rest of the year. But he was really consistent throughout the spring. And he's been good so far through three practices. The thing for him is he just needs to get live reps without coaches, so I think the scrimmages are going to be really, really important to him.
Yeah. Two guys that you don't really talk about but have been with you the whole time, Taj Austin, Sam James, guys that are just reliable, dependable guys.
Well, I think with Taj is he's got a great story. You know, obviously was up for the comeback player of the year last year, and he's done a great job taking care of his body, kind of knowing who he is, and he's really consistent. You know, he's been a guy we can depend on. And then Sam, I really think Sam's best football is in front of him. Had his best winter, best summer. And so, you know, he's sharp right now. You know, he had one kind of bad play today, but other than that, three practices, he's he's done a nice job, and I have high expectations for him.
And guys that you want around your team, around the younger guys, the guys, the culture guys.
Yo, without a doubt. You know, I think that's what you want. You know, going into year four is first time where I really feel like that we've got a, from a culture standpoint, is we got some guys that are kind of paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Guys within their position rooms, because that's what you have to have. You have to have guys within every position room, because the football team's so large. You have to have guys within every position room that can lead, you know, competitively from a moral standpoint, all those type of things, and really enforce the culture that you want to have within the program, which I think Taj and Sam both can do that.
Last thing here, tomorrow, recovery day, right? Real light?
Yeah, we're going to go light. That's why we went a little bit longer today. Today was a hard, you know, kind of light, moderate, and hard practices. The first two were kind of moderate. Today was hard. Be real quick tomorrow. A lot of special teams work. Off, you know, non-practice day on Friday, then come back and get after on Saturday.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. Players made available following today's practice. Defensive end Taj Austin, defensive tackle Dante Stills, offensive guard James Gemitter, and running back Tony Mathis. You can watch those videos on our official YouTube channel. As Coach Brown mentioned, tomorrow's practice will be a light one, about an hour up on the practice field. A lot of special teams work. Afterwards, run game coordinator Chad Scott and co-defensive coordinator, defensive backs coach Shadon Brown will be made available to the media after that practice. Friday, no on-field work, and then Saturday, back at it. Coach Brown will be made available to the media following that practice early Saturday afternoon. That's today's Mountaineer Football Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.